Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app, visiting BetMGM.com, and betting off-market numbers on the Heisman Trophy. Where John Mateer's out for a month, and I'm going to take a look at the Heisman market right now at BetMGM. Let's see if Mr. Mateer is still listed. He is. He's 22-1. He's out for a month. He can't win. He's taking win probability away from people that can. If you like someone in that market, BetMGM is the place to make that bet. John Mateer is still listed. The People's Sportsbook. Make it legendary. The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, will join us in 20 minutes. His NFL bets for week four. Our bets for tonight will close the show. Femi, before we get to college football for Saturday, we have a huge baseball game that's starting at 6:40 as the Tigers, yes, like collapse is almost complete in the American League Central. The Guardians, a game behind the Tigers. Tarik Skubal on the mound tonight for Detroit as they desperately try and stop the bleeding. Any thoughts from you on this Tigers-Guardians game? First pitch in 40 minutes.
Yeah, I do like Detroit to win the game. The betting market likes Detroit. I think Skubal in these spots is someone that you can rely on. Like, he was really good in the playoffs outside of that one bad game that he had against Cleveland, and they ended up losing the game and failing to get to the ALCS. But I do like the Tigers tonight. If you can find, like, parlay it with something, maybe like with some WNBA. I do like a couple of bets in the WNBA as well. We can get into that a little bit later on this hour. But Detroit to win tonight. But I'm not so sure they're out of the woods if they do get tonight's victory. Like, that price on Cleveland tomorrow will be interesting. That is what I'm looking to bet. Like, Tigers tonight, roll that over into Guardians to win the AL Central tomorrow. Because, like, I think Detroit's going to collapse, but I think they do get it done tonight and kind of put their fans at ease for at least about, like, 12 hours or so before the series continues tomorrow.
I want to bet the Guardians. I haven't yet.
Against Skubal?
I feel like momentum
is
such...
like, to win the Central.
Momentum is such a son of a bitch, man. And I guess, like, it's as good as your next day starting pitcher. I don't know. I'm on the fence here.
Gavin Williams, he's okay. It feels like the Cleveland Guardians have the juice, and Detroit is in a free fall.
I want to get to college football in a second here. I'm going to put a small bet in on the Guardians. Like, not Not
you should
even
also
close
bet
to
the
big
division
bet.
Then too.
And a smaller bet than my small bet yesterday on the NFL. So it's gonna be a small bet just for like for peanuts, just for something to watch and enjoy the game. So I'm gonna bet Cleveland here, and I'm gonna do it during the segment. But for now, Femi, let's and the rest of our bets for tonight coming up to close the show. Let's preview some of the biggest college football games this weekend. And you know, like this is probably gonna be the best college football Saturday of the entire year. We counted this morning, and there's actually more than this. There's like 13 games that you can make the case that for us on a national sports show that we can discuss and not like turn off the audience. There are that many good games. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. The two headliners are Georgia-Alabama, Georgia the home team in that game, and then Penn State, Whiteout and Happy Valley hosting the Oregon Ducks. Let's start there, Femi. And over the course of the next 3 days, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll have great guests on throughout the week, as always, here on You Better You Bet, getting you set to bet and win on college football. Femi and I will give you takes on all the big games this weekend, starting now. Penn State and Oregon. Penn State is a 3.5-point favorite right now at MGM. It is juiced towards Oregon, so maybe we'll come down to 3. The total's 52.5. Femi, you liked Penn State to win the Natty before the year. I'm guessing you like the Nittany Lions.
If I had to bet this game, I would look to play Penn State. Like, I think they're going to win. I say I think, but I do think they're going to win it. Of course, like, you can't talk about a big Penn State game without talking about James Franklin and how this is a massive spot. Because if they lose this game, those, like, loud talks of, like, hey, Franklin can't get it done, it's going to get even louder, especially with this being a home game, wide out against a quarterback in Dante Moore that's still relatively inexperienced in comparison to some of the quarterbacks around college football. Like, I think they're going to win it. My only thing with this game is that do we actually get the number? Because right now we're 3.5, and I know there's probably going to be a lot of public support towards Oregon, but like, where's the influential money coming? If that's on Penn State, I don't think we're going to get that 3-110.
Who do you think it's going to be on?
It feels like pros versus Joes. It does feel like that to me.
I agree. I feel like influential money is going to be on Penn State. I agree with that.
Yes, which is why I'm probably just going to be on the sidelines because I don't want to lay 3.5. And like, I just like my opinion is baked into the market. The market thinks they're going to win. I think they're going to win at 3. Hey, let's dance at 3.5. I think we're just fine here. But I do think Penn State ekes out a win. It might be ugly because Penn State likes to play ugly football, as we've seen through the 3 weeks of the season so far with them coming off of the bye. I just think that you're going to see a lot of money on Oregon from public bettors, but nah, I'll probably pass the game. But I do think the Nittany Lions are going to finally get over that hump. And James Franklin can get a big win at home.
I want to quote someone that I think is really smart who asked this question last year to me. Is this a big game this weekend?
Yes.
Do you want to bet James Franklin in a big game?
At 3, I do.
Okay.
I do at 3.
I'm quoting Femi, who last year when Penn State played Ohio State asked me that question when I bet Penn State.
The famous Purple Devil game.
Do you want to bet Penn State? Do you want to bet James Franklin? Also, like, you sent me the Purple Devil emoji a couple days ago. I'm like, I'm just saying, like, I don't like it.
That's why I send it. It's
like the Purple Devil emoji should be reserved from, like, honestly, I think it's like girl to guy. I don't even think it's like guy to girl.
Not even guy to girl. It's a one-way street. Purple.
I'm a big, like when I was single, like I never ever sent emojis in text to women ever.
Was that like you like flexing like your masculinity or was that like what was?
Well,
are fun, you know?
Yeah, well, I would say it's less flexing my masculinity and more like trying to like pretend to be extremely masculine. I think it's probably more appropriate if I'm being honest. I'm being very honest.
Fair enough.
Like the Purple Devil is like a girl who wants to hook up and she sends you the Purple Devil emoji. It should not be reserved for like one heterosexual man texting another about being on the different sides of a bet. Just my opinion. at 3.5, I'd consider betting Oregon. I'll be honest. I don't think I have a great read on this game, at least at this point in the week. Mm-hmm. So pass for me right now. If I had to bet the game, I'd take 3.5 with Oregon and I would be on the side of the public.
It feels like these two teams have been in like the preseason. Isn't that kind of what it feels like? Like, hey, the first 3-4 weeks preseason football, and now this is week 1, and now we're gonna find out what they actually are. Which are the most fun college football games?
in the preseason when you beat the brakes off an opponent, the coach doesn't get fired. And shout out to Mike Gundy, who is a man on the unemployment line after Oklahoma State fired him today and obviously like lost to Tulsa last week, but getting pummeled by Oregon a couple weeks ago certainly didn't help Mike Gundy. So if I had to bet the game, okay, can I ask another question? Who do you think's a better college quarterback? Not like better pro prospect. And give this to me in like 10 seconds because I want to get on to Georgia Bama at least here. Who's a better college quarterback? Drew Aller or Dante Moore? Like, who do you trust
with? Dante Moore.
And you're going to lay Penn State three. Like, I know you don't want to lay 3.5. You're going to bet Penn State if like you think the coach is a choke artist and you think Oregon's quarterback's better?
I mean, Happy Valley, home field advantage is a big thing, man. Like Oregon has been in the friendly confines of Autzen Stadium at home, now on the road in a hostile environment. Like, this is like the best home field advantage in the country, the wideout game. So, yeah, at 3, I want to bet Penn State.
Okay. I haven't bet Oregon, and maybe I'll change my mind and I'll bet Penn State. Just wanted to ask those questions. You bet here on this Tuesday. Georgia and Bama. Obviously, like, tremendous when these two teams played last year, ridiculous game. Bama jumps out to that massive lead. Georgia comes all the way back. Bama wins at the end with Ryan Williams. The Bulldogs, 3-point home favorites here over Kalen DeBoer, Ty Simpson, and the Tide. 52.5, the total, Femi.
So, for this game, under 3, I'm going to bet Georgia. And there actually might be some 2.5 outs out there right now. I'm just going on, like, which coach do I trust the most? And which program do I think is the toughest one? Georgia, I think, is a tougher program than Alabama. Like, the Saban days are gone. This is the Kalen DeBoer era, which I love Kalen DeBoer. Like, obviously, like, what he did at Washington, forever grateful for that. But, like, I think Georgia is just built for it. And I don't think Alabama, in these kinds of games against physical opponents, I don't think they're built for it. We saw Florida State push them around. Now you're going on the road between the hedges. I think Georgia's going to get it done. Also, too, like, for Ty Simpson, like, this is a big-time spot on the road. And this is a bigger spot than what was in week one, and they didn't handle that one well. I think Georgia gets the job done. I think Kirby Smart gets his guys ready. I like Georgia quite a bit coming off of the bye.
I'm going to like Georgia also in the game, Femi. I want to wait to see how this market like matures and what happens with it. I was so impressed by Gunnar Stockton at the end of the Tennessee game.
Yeah.
Like making that fourth. I just think that I agree completely. My other thought would be at this point in the week, and we'll finalize our bets on Friday, I'm going to say what I'm about to say is ridiculous. Like, it is. It actually really is. I think the total might be like 10 points too low.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ooh.
Now, obviously, if that were the case, like it would be higher, and it's not. So, like a lot of money gets bet into these markets. So that's kind of, it's a crazy statement. It shouldn't be 62 if it's 52. How does this game not going over? Like, how's that happening? Georgia's got issues in the secondary. Here's Ryan Williams. Like, how is Georgia stopping him? And on the flip side, how is Georgia not scoring a ton of points in this game? So, over for me. Most likely that will be a bet, and I want to bet Georgia. I have not placed the bet as of yet. Ole Miss and LSU. So there's this weird storyline with like Lane Kiffin's daughter is dating like a linebacker on the LSU yeah. team or something. Is that, yeah, it's just.
Yeah. He tweeted like take the over or on Instagram. He's good too. Whit Weeks.
Whit Merrifield's brother. As the father of a daughter, father of a girl, I don't like any of this. I'll just say that.
I mean, it's just strange. It's like, why is this playing out in public?
Like, yeah. Just, I find it to be, like, not cool at all. And you out there listening and watching, you can disagree. That's your prerogative. I have the microphone. That's my opinion as a dad to a girl. Ole Miss, a 1.5-point home favorite against LSU, 54.5 the total. We think that the Trinidad Chambliss, right? All gold, everything, is going to be the starting quarterback for Ole Miss in this game, right? Not Austin Simmons. If you had to bet this game, what would you do?
I don't think I'm going to be sweating. Woo! I like Ole Miss in the game. I just do not like LSU. And like the further removed that we get from that LSU over Clemson result, I think LSU is just mediocre. They're average. And I think once we really get into the depth of the SEC play, we're all going to find that out together. Give me Ole Miss at home. And Trinidad Chambliss, he's been good. Yes. I think he's better than Austin Simmons, to be quite honest. Might be. Like Simmons was a starter, but
can I say this? Chambliss, can I give my opinion? I think they're both really good.
Yeah. Because I guess Simmons was hurt when he was out there trying to play, and like that probably had something to do with why he didn't look that great, especially against Kentucky. But, I mean, Chambliss has been really strong since he's come in. Super efficient. Lane Kiffin, obviously one of the better play callers in the country. At home, like, give me Ole Miss, man. Especially at these pick'em numbers, I'm going to take with Ole Miss. Like, I like Ole Miss quite a bit.
So, I think this setup's really fascinating. I loved LSU in week one against Clemson. They won, and I walked away from that game thinking LSU's a national championship contender. Now, LSU's obviously undefeated still. Beat Florida, and did pick off Lagway 5 times in that game. You know, Florida might just stink, and I think Clemson almost definitely stinks. How good are these LSU wins? And we have yet to see, like, Garrett Nussmeier and this LSU offense, like, really explode the way that we thought that they would. And Nussmeier might be, like, a top 5 pick in the draft next year in the NFL. So we have yet to see it. So I understand, Femi, why you or others would like Ole Miss. I think Nussmeier is a legit real-deal NFL quarterback, and I might be the sucker here. I am going to bet LSU on Saturday. I'll take LSU.
Yeah. Something's wrong with that offense. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with it.
We'll circle back to this game as the week moves along. I want to hit one other quickly here. I'm guessing, since you like Maiava to win the Heisman, that you like USC laying 6.5 on the road at Illinois. I just want to throw this out there. Do you think that everyone's going to like USC this weekend?
Unfortunately.
The number hit 7. Should we, like, dude, and I hate handicapping games. I think it's such a lazy way to handicap games. But, you know, Maiava's getting Heisman buzz. USC's undefeated. Illinois just got embarrassed in a high-profile game by Indiana. They're going to be 7 at home. Isn't Illinois a good bet just on principle?
100%. Early kickoff, too, for a West Coast team.
I think I'm gonna take 7 with Illinois.
I'm just going to bet the over and pray that USC wins the game.
All right. a ton more college football coming up over the course of the week. But on the other side, we turn our attention back to the National Football League. The very sharp Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, joins us to dish on week 4.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.